Everybody, welcome to Play This Podcast, episode number 9. This is the Halloween-themed episode. There it is. It's official. I'm scared. With me, as usual, is Mr. Jason Cross.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm scared.
Yeah.
And with us, always, guest usual, DJ A-Dubs, Alex Juarez in the house.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
I like where you're sitting. It's kind of very laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't see that, listeners, but yeah. Alex is taking a kind of relaxed stance.
I call it a low
wall.
Profile.
Yeah. Okay. Also, we have another Alex. It's another Alex Twofer.
Alex, for the sandwich, Alex Sandwich. Alex,
yeah, I was going to sue the Menage a Alex, but there's four of us here, so I don't know what that
is. I don't know what that is.
Complicated.
Alex, coach, in, do it. Do it.
Kuchalova.
There it is.
I was here. I was promised free candy. I don't know where that's at.
Yeah.
That
Halloween
is,
episode.
I know. Yeah. We have no real Halloween stuff in the studio.
Let's get on that.
You guys lured me in.
Those were lies.
Jason Cross, we have so much to talk about, and Halloween.
We're going to have to move through it, but we got some Halloween movies and some Halloween games and our special Halloween playlist.
Yes.
That when you download this, there'll be a link in the show notes and stuff to our playlist on Spotify, all our Halloween songs that we each added some to a cool Halloween playlist.
It's an awesome array, and we'll talk about it later.
And you can play it at your Halloween party.
It's fantastic.
So what are we going to start with? There's so many things. We'll start with movies? Or wait, let's start with a scary story.
Yeah, you've got a scary story.
So I have a collection of scary video game stories. And we'll just go through a couple of them. If you will, Alex, the lights.
Absolutely.
As the listeners can't see,
oh,
I'm
going to
do a flashlight over my face.
Ah.
Wait, can I read this?
I don't
know if I can. Okay, here we go. The first story goes as such. It's about a Pac-Man cabinet, all right? Is that going to happen the whole time?
I can kill it if you want.
It's
maybe.
Background sounds.
It is.
The haunted arcade.
Okay. This particular Miss Pac-Man machine apparently came with one extra ghost. It was first spotted on Craigslist in Boston, where it was being offered for free. When the owner was contacted and asked why it was being given away, he responded by saying, 3-year-old daughter started talking about the man in the video machine. Didn't think much of it, then my wife saw a dark figure move across the basement and into the machine. She ran out of the house, would not return until the machine was out of the house. Haunted video game or clever ruse to rid the house of Miss Pac-Man? Story over.
Nothing
good comes
off. Reflection, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
Swamp gases. It was just the lights.
Swamp gases.
I think she just had a burglar or a hobo.
That's what you call it.
Hobo was like, they got a Miss Pac-Man machine. They're pretty well off.
They go directly to ghosts.
Like, that's my every morning is some ghostly figure run past the front door of my apartment building.
Sorry.
Well, but stop and jingle a change can. They're chasing me around.
It is weird that it had an extra ghost, though. I mean, the arcade cabinet had an extra ghost.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
All right, so ghosts to get rid of somebody.
All right.
Perfect segue into my first movie,
good.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, you said it. Now he's going to have
trouble.
To appear.
He's going to show up.
You have an extra mic.
Yeah.
We don't. Beetlejuice has got to bring his own mic.
He's in the corner over there. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's a fun story. It's Michael Keaton. It's a Tim Burton movie. Michael Keaton's this ghost named Beetlejuice that this couple dies in their house in this New England cottage house, this big house, and they die. And then these other terrible people move in.
They're terrible, and they have terrible art with them, too.
And they go on living in their house as ghosts, and they like it. And then these terrible, like, new-agey people from, like, L.A. move into their house, and they hate them, and they want to get them out. So they enlist the help of Beetlejuice, who's, like, a long since dead sort of ghoulish guy played by Michael Keaton, and he's way over the top and way funny.
He brings trouble with him, but he also brings
and he gets them out.
Craziness. Yeah.
Doesn't he have like a dark past or something? I saw his
sort of described dark past.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So everyone's seen it here, right? Because this is like an obvious
long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
It holds up
sure.
Because it's a lot of sort of this was before they were doing any CG for this kind of stuff, so it's all like miniatures and stop motion
claymation
stuff.
Claymation.
And things.
It's still kind
and
of
makeup
terrifying.
And.
It's
you know, I never thought it was that scary.
The part where their faces change and
the eyeballs in the mouth part.
Yeah.
It still sticks with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
A few little
they stretch your skin and stuff.
Like it was like she had like big beak thing and eyeballs like
Like
so
stretch out their faces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that part in like Who Framed Roger Rabbit when the bad guy's face changes and like that scares you when you're 6 and that scares you when you're like 26.
Oh, and his voice and the voice goes up.
Yeah.
The high squeaky voice.
Yeah.
So Beetlejuice is your pick. That's on Netflix Instant Streaming.
One of mine.
Yes?
Netflix Instant, or you can buy it on iTunes, but not from Netflix. Sorry, Amazon Instant, not on Netflix.
Right, so it's not streaming.
You can do the rental stream on Amazon Instant.
You have to pay for it.
Or you can buy it on
iTunes. It's got to be cheap by now.
You know, it's not the problem with some of these digital download movies things is they're not that cheap. You can probably go buy the DVD.
The DVD cheaper.
Yeah, way cheaper.
You know what? Speaking of it, great segue. Last night I bought Zombieland. Remember that?
Great.
That's
movie.
A great movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zombieland's great.
It's $7 at Target.
I forgot about that
as
one.
As a DVD.
Yeah.
It's
such a big
deal. And then you
really
can just get some DVD ripping software. There's a million articles on our website that'll tell you how to do that. And just rip it. And then you have
you
it digitally.
It.
Whatever. You
yeah,
bought
you
it.
Bought it. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
That's actually legal.
So, getting all mad. You can do whatever you want with it.
Do it. That's legal.
Do now.
All right. Somebody else's movie.
Okay.
Carlos, movie pick. Movie or TV pick.
Okay. Well, we're going to go around twice, maybe, or once?
We'll jump around until we get through them all.
The first one, it just has to be Halloween. When we're talking about this, you go, oh, that's an obvious pick. But it isn't. There's a lot of people listening to this podcast who've never actually seen the original Halloween.
Right.
You haven't?
I should go.
Yeah. You should leave now. But yeah.
I don't remember it.
Okay, and that's another good reason to revisit it. But like I was talking to Mark earlier today, like it holds up. It's John Carpenter. It's creepy. Mm-hmm. It's in the New England kind of town with the fall leaves.
So, wait, the villain in that Halloween is
Michael Myers.
Mike Myers.
Yeah,
It's John Carpenter.
Great music.
Movie?
Yeah.
Is it on Mars?
No, it isn't. Arnold does not make an appearance in this.
Damn.
Original. It's just creepy. Original music. And the shots are really big wide shots of the street. It's just creepy. Simple Halloween stuff. And a lot of people do not watch the Rob Zombie one. That does not count, the remake or whatever.
Yeah,
watch the original, and it's unfortunately not on Netflix, which is crazy to me, but Halloween 2 is. You can get it on Amazon Instant Video or I think Vudu maybe. But yeah, so it's a streaming thing, but
yeah.
You can't get it on Netflix. But
all right, I have a movie Halloween. You can get on Netflix.
All right.
Yeah, well,
it is not that scary, but it is a Halloween romance.
Nice.
Sort of.
Okay.
And also there are vampires. Carlos and I talked about the movie Let the Right One In, which is a Swedish film, I believe.
It
came out a couple of years ago, and you can find it on Netflix Instant Streaming for no money.
Didn't they do an American remake on a different name?
I just found this out today.
Apparently, it is called Let Me In.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it stars the girl from Kick-Ass, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend that movie. Like, even though I haven't seen it.
You haven't even seen
it. No, okay, so hear me out. So, it might be great. But the reason I recommend Let the Right One In is not because it's scary. It's not very scary at all. It's because it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand scary movies. I don't like them. But this movie is fun to watch no matter any time of year.
It's a more it's a kind of a little relationship between the little girl and the little boy.
Yeah, it's all about like the characters and the locale. Like it's in like this remote a Swedish village just covered in snow, and everything is really kind of weird and very utilitarian. Like nothing in this movie is wasted. Everything has a purpose, and it goes in some weird kind of gross macabre directions that you won't expect.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable at times. It's pretty
uncomfortable
damn uncomfortable
and macabre, but not scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween movies that aren't that scary but are awesome.
Segway!
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Totally.
Great movie.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen it.
I just saw
streaming
this.
On Netflix, so definitely go check it out because it's free.
I just saw this. Tucker is the guy who...
Alan Tudyk from Firefly.
I thought that was Dale. Maybe that's Tucker.
I can't keep him straight.
One of them's Alan Tudyk, who's from Firefly, right? And the other is the guy who is... I can't remember the big guy who was on Reaper and now he's on Animal Practice.
So lovable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When did this come out?
The bigger guy. Last year.
I think
okay.
Last year,
so yeah, I haven't seen it.
I think it was straight to video.
It sounds familiar, but yeah.
Yeah. So, but set up the premise. The premise here is awesome.
So basically, a couple redneck guys, good old boys, got their old truck. They're going out to a cabin for a fishing trip that they just bought. They're like best friends. On their way to the cabin, they stop at a little bait shop and they run into a group of teenagers from the city who are going out camping.
College kids.
College kids.
Of course.
Of course. Buying the booze and stuff. And so they kind of have this weird interaction where one of them tries to say hi to a girl and he comes off as kind of creepy, but, he's lovable. But teenagers don't see, or the college kids don't see that. And so they go out to the woods and the rednecks go out to their cabin and they just have this weird continuous like interaction where there's just a lot of misunderstandings where the rednecks think the college students are like a group of suicide cult
weird.
Members
yeah.
And then the college students think the rednecks are a bunch of killers out to get them.
It's like the setup for every slasher movie but from the point of view of the rednecks, and there's these accidents keep happening where the kids die and the kids keep thinking the rednecks are like monsters out to kill him.
So you do not want to spoil it what it actually is, or is it? Is there something like a third kind of haunting?
There's more to the movie. There's more to the movie than that. That's set up in the first act, and it keeps going.
It's like a twist.
Twist.
It's not act. There isn't an actual like a.
Monster out there.
Yeah, there's nothing supernatural about it.
The kids just keep dying accidentally.
It's very funny. And it's very gory.
Cool.
And it's super hilarious.
And that's
and it's
Netflix,
kind of sweet. Netflix it's kind of sweet ending and stuff. It's cool. Mm-hmm. So see
all right,
that.
That's a good amount of mixture. What, will you have another one?
Yeah.
Well, we could do this. We could do this all day.
Yeah. Well, seriously. Let's each do two of ours.
Okay, two of ours. Yeah.
So along those same lines of something you watch at Halloween that isn't scary is the great. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which, you know what? A lot of the young kids these days haven't seen it.
They haven't seen Halloween or Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You got to understand Rocky Horror Picture Show comes from a different time. And it's really campy and cheesy, but it's a musical and it's full of like really cool music. And it's got Tim Curry being awesome. Mm-hmm. And
Meatloaf.
Which,
you say that to a kid and they go, I don't want to eat meatloaf. No, there was a person and that's a long story.
But it's got... Tim Curry singing awesome like this.
He thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover.
So a lot of drag.
There's a lot of drag and makeup and crazy dance numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really fun to watch with a group of friends. This is not something you and your girlfriend like watch alone at night day. You've got to like have your drinks and your friends and be prepared to like yell things at the TV.
Well, again, they did screenings.
Super fun.
You know, and that was a big thing. Right. In most towns probably still do have those, right?
Yeah, they're usually midnight screenings and people bring their like water guns and, you know, toilet paper and stuff like that and act it out and the thing and stuff like that. And it's worth going to one of those too if you've never done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a lot of fun.
If you're okay with being active, because some people are get afraid.
Yeah, this is totally an active participation. This is not a sit back and watch it movie.
Yeah. I just want to plug, if anyone is in the Southern California area, they used to do it on the Queen Mary down in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's where I had my first Rocky Horror Picture Show screening.
Cool.
And it is a...
There's a theater on Fillmore here in San Francisco that does it like every once a month or twice a month.
Is it north of Geary?
Yeah.
San Francisco
talk. So I went up there by the...
I know that theater.
Yeah, you know that
theater.
One? They do Rocky Horror there.
Neat. You guys should go, listeners, if you haven't been.
Yeah.
If you haven't been, it's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
Or find somewhere closer to you if you can't make it to San Francisco.
Yeah, you don't have to come here to San Francisco.
It's a mainstay of a whole bunch of costumes, too. People always dress up as a character from Rocky Horror.
Next movie for me is Cabin in the Woods. We just remembered this. Oh, wait, is that your pick, too?
I just don't have any movies left.
Oh.
That was my pick.
It can be our dual pick.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Alex and Carlos approve.
We're never going to get through this podcast if we go through all of our best things.
Two thumbs way up.
Cabin in the Woods is Joss Whedon. Obviously, you all know Firefly, Angel, Dollhouse.
He's the producer and co-wrote it with his friend or something. But he's not the director.
But his mentality, his ideals are in that.
It's deep.
And we were not going to say anything about it because I do know a lot of people even right now that haven't seen it still. And it's perfect time to see it right now for Halloween. You have a few days left. Go right now. You can get it on...
I've seen it on Amazon. I don't know if you have to pay for it or if it's free for Prime.
I think it was free. Amazon and Vudu both had it.
It is on the Amazon video service.
So it's... I'm not going to tell you much about it. It's a weird take on horror movies with
It starts off being every horror movie of college kids who go to a cabin in the woods kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it becomes about every movie.
Yeah, it's meta in the most meta sense.
Yeah,
it's really a very like postmodern horror movie, and it's just fantastic.
And
I hate
and
horror
it's
movies.
Very
it's
funny
and very, very, very interesting ending.
And
that's
gory and funny.
So, Cabin in the Woods, go see it.
Absolutely,
Alex?
You should have seen it in the theaters. It got off the charts high Rotten Tomatoes rating and stuff, and maybe my favorite movie this past year. It was great.
It reminded me of Nine Inch Nails because that last song in the last scene.
Yeah.
Is such a good song. I was like, whoa, I forgot Nine Inch Nails are amazing.
I'm so disappointed in myself of not seeing it. I'm a huge Joss Whedon fan.
Okay, well, go now.
I'm really mad at myself.
The brown coat. God.
I know, right? All right, Alex, what's your next movie or your last movie?
All right, my last movie is Slither.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, too, because of Nathan Fillion. I'm a Firefly fan.
I don't really know Slither.
Okay, so basically an asteroid comes to Earth into this small little sleepy town. Mm-hmm. It's carrying like a little alien life form, a little slither, and it infects this lady, or it infects this guy, who eventually impregnates this lady with more slithers.
That's how it always goes.
You know,
one slither begot.
Man meets woman.
Begot. Isn't that the Bible slither?
Yeah. I'm already begot, a little bit uncomfortable. What I remember, this is like movie is kind of gross, right?
It's got a lot of sliminess and kind of, it's not that bad. But yeah, basically it's a whole
not a
little
good
town.
Halloween movie. It's not full of gore.
This is probably the, it's not gore.
Well,
it's like
you can get
really
creepy.
Really,
yeah, be
it's,
gory.
It's funny. It's funny and horrific. And that's the only kind of horror movies I really like. Kind of
is
like,
it,
you know,
is
Shaun
it meant
of the
to be
Dead,
sort of
like
a comedy?
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead
yeah. It definitely knows what it's trying to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of
you're
going to
love Cabin in the Woods.
Really?
Oh,
you're
my goodness.
It's
going
to be your favorite movie.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. You know how when you, like, you've already seen something and you're like, I wish I'd never seen it so I could now see
it. I'm excited you to see it so that we can just talk about the 500 hidden references everywhere.
It sounds like you can't hype it enough, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah. We officially
we can't oversell that movie.
No.
I'm going to go home tonight.
All right, let's do scary story number two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The lights, please.
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, again, the listeners don't know what we're doing. We might release this as a video, so maybe you'll see, but it's spooky for us.
Yeah.
Scary story number two about a haunted video game. What's with my face? Here we go. I got to see the paper, too. This one is about Pokemon, which is already scary. Okay, a bootleg version of Pokemon found in a flea market. There was a modified version of Pokemon Red. What is this voice I'm doing?
I don't know.
The game starts out with an extra Pokemon simply called Ghost that had an attack called Curse. When used in battle, Ghost would slaughter any other Pokemon, and when the end of the game was reached, the game was the gamer was faced with Ghost wants to fight you. The battle always ended in the death for the gamer and the game being erased.
Death for the gamer.
For the person playing the game, after he beat all the people with his little cursed ghost, the ghost would want to fight him, and then we kill the player and erase the save
like
game.
Like the
Ash. Okay, in-game. Yeah. Not the actual player.
No. In your house, a ghost visited. No, so, yeah, supposedly a...
This sounds like somebody just made up a...
This one sounds not
story.
True.
Yeah.
This one's not true.
Okay.
You just never know, though. Can you prove it?
I don't know. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, me and Alex were talking about this, but the biggest... story, the creepiest story, was one that went on for a long time, which is about Zelda. Did we talk about this?
Mm-hmm. I talked about it.
Oh, me and
other
Alex.
And Alex.
And we won't go into it really too much, but if you've seen that, go and look at the YouTube videos. It's basically an old Majora's Mask cartridge that was supposedly found in like a garage sale.
That. Yeah.
That's such a great.
And it was like the name was scratched off, you know, like the name of the cartridge. Yeah. And he put it in, all weird kind of stuff happened. Like music would slow down and the Link would like just burst into flames. And like really creepy stuff. And there's YouTube video of it happening.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? Games, right?
Yeah, let's talk about some games. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
The other thing. Alex.
Because I only have one game that I really want to recommend. That is The Walking Dead.
Ugh.
Oh.
Which I also dual
you know,
thumb
we can,
up with you.
But we can, like, we've talked about it, I think, on half the podcast already.
I think we have.
It's
in
great.
Length. Yeah.
Please see it. It's please see it.
Please
play it. I think it's better than
the show.
Too,
yeah, it's
considerably
better than the show.
I haven't read much of the comics, so I can't tell if it's better than the comics. But it's better than the show. It's great.
It's better if
you don't have to be a core gamer. It's for everyone.
Yeah,
they're up to episode 3 on the iPads and stuff, and episode 4 on the PCs and Xboxes.
And it works great on, like we
How
said,
many are they
on mobile
do? Six?
Devices.
Five
episodes.
Five of season 1. I think there's gonna be a season 2, though.
Hopefully, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's been apparently it's been pretty successful. So
yeah, it's done
maybe
quite well.
Season 2.
I forgot when it was. At some point very soon, The Walking Dead. Other game is coming out.
Yeah.
Which I know it's not. I mean, maybe we already know this one's great, but it's just interesting, though.
Okay.
For listeners. Okay. If your pick is Walking Dead, that's a great pick.
Yeah.
I have a long one, so let's do you next, Jason, or other Alex.
Alex, you go.
Other
Alex.
I'll go with Adam Zombie Smasher.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not scary, but it's got zombies in it. It's got
zombies.
You know, missiles and stuff.
It's a great game for when you're tired of being scared and you want to get back to the zombies.
Yes. A lot of splatter.
That's funny. Yesterday, I felt tired of being scared. I was like playing scary video games all day and like.
Do you like good
scary music?
And you like being next? You know, like killing zombies?
Yes.
Adam Zombie Smasher.
Yes. All right.
So it's a top-down game. You're looking top-down on a city, and there's survivors that will run toward
a helicopter.
You say the helicopter here, and they run toward them, and all the zombies chase them, and you're like firing mortars to try and kill the zombies and not the survivors. And then you get you level
scores.
Up as you do things to get more
power-ups,
time, more power-ups, and all this stuff before
missiles.
The missiles,
military.
Yeah, all, cool.
From screenshots, it looks horrible because the graphics are minimal. Humans are yellow dots, like yellow pixels, and zombies are purple pixels. Doesn't matter. So fun.
Yeah, super fun.
And it's on what?
PC.
PC, okay.
PC and Mac, maybe?
I think it might be Mac as well. It was on Humble Bundle not too long ago.
So it's a download, not a flash.
It's a download. Yeah, yeah. It's super cheap. It's cheap. And do not trust the screenshots. It's way more fun than that.
It's fantastic.
It's addictive, yeah.
I'll play it as soon as we're done here.
Yeah. Alex, you had another one, didn't you? Have is that Slender Man? Is that yours?
Oh yeah, that's right. Can lead into my topic. So
that's a great one.
Slender Man. I didn't want to Bogart the discussion back so soon, but Slender.
That's cool, yeah.
Bogart away, dude. Game. Bogart away.
You can play it for free right in your browser, I believe. No, you have to download.
You have to download it. Yeah,
download it on PC or Mac.
Curses your PC.
It actually curses your PC.
And there's an extra ghost, and all of a sudden the Pokemon shows up, and you have to fight him.
You can never use that computer ever again. So you may just want
But what's it about? What kind of game is it?
Well, it's – so I've only played – I haven't beaten it because it's too scary. It's based around a joke, a story that popped up on the Something Awful forums about this guy named Slender Man who was like – they photoshopped him into a bunch of like pictures throughout history of this like very dark, shadowy image of a man who's too skinny with too long arms and too tall.
Right,
and
snap dresser.
Yeah, it's very unsettling because it's just human enough that you're like, what? Oh, ooh, what is that? That's not right. That shouldn't be there.
He's slender.
Yeah, and like basically it became a long-running joke and a theme on that particular forum. And at some point, you know, some guys got together and made a game about it. So what you do is you run around in this kind of low-res 3D world, and all you have to do in this dark forest full of like, you know, trees and like metal shacks and such is collect like 8 notes. It's all you have to do, and you can't do anything except walk around. There's no
combat. You can run a little bit.
I think there's a flashlight or something too. Basically, wherever you look, there's a light, but everywhere else is dark. And at some point, once you get the first note, the Slender Man starts.
Slowly appearing.
Starts
slendering.
I was going to say slendering, kind of like stalking you throughout this forest.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And I don't want
to. Is it like if he touches you,
you
die?
He can get close to you and it gets all staticky, which is the part where you said it's scary. That's the creepy part.
Yeah.
But then if he actually gets to you, it's like his little, you know, icon of him or whatever touches your, then it's like over.
Kind of don't want to get into, because so much of it is the surprise and the experience of playing it. But you can hear him moving around, but whenever you look around, like he can't move. But if you spot him, he's just stuck there standing there. It's really...
That's creepy.
It's very unsettling. And it's free.
It's free.
That leads into something you want to talk about.
Yeah, I'll do a quick version of this. We have tons of links that I found for games like that. There's tons of independent horror games.
Sure.
I mean, like, there's... You know, there's a Silent Hills and stuff like that for console. But independent, there's a ton of them. So I put a bunch of links up. Some of them are links to YouTube links or playlists.
Right.
Where sometimes it's just fun to watch people play them and be like really scared. So you can do that. Or also you can just kind of use those links as kind of go off and get the game.
Right.
Here's a couple that most people say are the creepiest. Slender Man is one of them.
Right.
The House and House 2, they're basically just, most of these are point and click. So you have one image, but the image changes and all of a sudden a face shows up or weird stuff happens within a point and click kind of world. The House 2, those are both Flash. So some of these are downloaded and some of these are Flash. The ones that are Flash, it's fun because that just, you know, take a break from work and go get creeped out. A couple other ones. SCP Containment Breach, doesn't really roll off the tongue. But it is creepy and it's kind of like Portal in a way where you start off in kind of a creepy place where you're supposed to do testing on you and stuff like that, but then, you know, S hits the F and then it gets all weird. Mm-hmm. Sanatorium, Euthanasia, both really cool, but the one I want to talk about is called Witch, W-H-I-C-H, as in like which way to go.
Right.
It's super simple. I forgot if it's download. I think it's download, not Flash. And it's just the aesthetic of it is pretty much like you can't even tell where the walls are until you kind of get close to them. And you're like, oh, there's a door right there. I can click it. And you open the door and you go and you try to find a key and the key opens the other door. It's just, I don't want to spoil it because there's some really messed up stuff that happens at the end. But the noise is kind of, there's no theme song. It's just like a little bit of a staticky noise that always freaks you out. And at some point, I'll spoil this to get you to want to play it real quick, is that at some point there's a kind of headless figure in a room. And I was like, oh, that's kind of scary, I guess. A little bit of, you know, could see like there might be blood on him. And so I go and like they're holding a key or something like that. So I couldn't get the key from them. So I just turned around and walked away. And I'm about to shut the door. I turn around and they're there.
Right.
And I go, okay, that's creepy. Stop doing that. Went downstairs, turned around, they're there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the thing just starts following you. And then it gets weirder. So
I just thought of a lot more scary games.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
There's a bunch.
But anyway, there's so many. That's why we put them all in the show notes. There's tons of them. Witch is really weird. Slender Man is also very weird.
So the last one I want to mention is, I think easily for me, the scariest game I played in years is Amnesia.
Oh, yeah. Amnesia, oh, of course. Descent. Yeah, yeah.
Right. A lot of people don't know it. It's another sort of independent game. 3D first person, kind of like a first person shooter, but you don't really shoot.
Yeah, right? you get scared
you
and run.
You get scared and run. Why I wanted to mention it, why they understand horror so much better than a lot of these big name, quote, scary games like, you know, a lot of the zombie games or Fear or Condemned or something like that, is so many games make a, quote, scary monster jump out of the shadows at you and you shoot it with your shotgun. And that doesn't, that makes you feel like powerful. That's not scary.
Yeah.
You know, it startles you because, oh, it was dark and something jumped out at me, but you're not scared. Amnesia gives you a crappy lantern. Yeah. Not even a good lantern, a crummy one. And that, like, that's what you got. And when you see messed up stuff start to happen, you feel really vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's the key to making things scared, is like not being sure what's going on so that your brain fills in all the blanks with the worst possible thing, which Amnesia totally does, and making you feel like, if something happens, I'm screwed.
Yeah, you're vulnerable.
Right?
Similar to Silent Hill in a way. I mean, like the first Silent Hill game, I felt that way.
Yeah.
You guys played Silent Hill the one, like on PlayStation?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
You had the first one a million years ago.
Oh, I forgot I'm old, but it's the same kind of thing where you're just running around. You don't really have any weapons. And you're like, weird crap is happening. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Real quick to that point, and then we'll be done with games.
Yeah.
Clock Tower is like that for me. I mentioned it on podcast before. Mm-hmm. Clock Tower, again, early PS1 game. I'm sure none of you played it. And it's the same thing where you're running around and there's a guy named, what's his name? Scissorman.
Yeah.
And he's like the main guy. And all of a sudden you'll hear that music get louder and louder when it gets closer and closer. Very similar to Slender Man, actually. Yeah. And you're like, oh, crap, I'm going to go in this bathroom. And then you go into a bathroom, you go into the stall, and he comes in the bathroom and you're like, but then he doesn't get you and he walks back out. It's creepy because you have you're just like, that person's going to die, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And you notice we didn't mention a bunch of zombie games. There's a million zombie games.
There sure is. And there's a million zombie modes, which I'm over.
Yeah. It's just too, it's so, it's overdone in a lot of ways.
Grand Theft Auto is supposed to have it, right? I heard there's a rumor Grand Theft Auto 5 can have.
When zombies. Call of Duty has zombie modes, it's just overdone.
Come on.
But if you need to get a zombie game, Dead Rising 1 and 2 are both great and really, really cheap now.
I thought you were going to say, if you need to get a zombie game, call the 1-800 number.
1-800-ZOMBIES.
Get zombie game.
No, Dead Rising 1 and 2 for 2 is also for PlayStation 3, I think, but 1 is just an Xbox 360 game. They're like $10 now. Just, you know, those
super
are great.
Fun.
Get them. Super fun.
Yeah, those are funny games,
and they're modern, and they look good and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
totally.
And they're funny. They're not like horror games, per se.
Yeah. All right, let's do the last horror story. Well, whatever. Haunted last video game story. And back to the thing, the flashlight.
I'm not sure I can take another one of these.
Well, you're going to have to. Here we go. I got to do this right with the flashlight. All right, this next one is... This one's actually a true story. So this is, I think, mostly true.
What?
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Oh, man.
This is the legend, and I'm going to butcher this name. The legend of Polybius? Polybius? The legend of Polybius. Originated in Portland in the 1980s and involved a strange game that showed up at various Portland arcades mysteriously. The few gamers that actually got a chance and played the game supposedly became addicted and started acting strangely. In quotes, some say they experienced an extreme form of vertigo and vivid hallucinations long after they had finished playing, while others claim they suffered amnesia. Call back! In some cases, forgetting their own name. And most horrifying of all, it is said that some players were haunted by horrific nightmares and eventually driven to insanity and suicide after coming under the game's influence. Just as quickly and mysteriously as the game had appeared, it disappeared, leaving a few clues as to where it came from. Conspiracy theories range from government experiments to ghosts to Atari recalls.
I think I have the answer to this.
It's an Atari recall?
No. I think it was renamed to World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Boom!
This is Portland.
And it's in the room with us.
It's not it's not the game. It's this support. They're just on shrooms and LSD.
They're like, dude, video games are weird.
I know. The hallucinations and
there was a lot
of, from the game.
There was a lot of accounts of this game, though. This is not just I think this game exists.
We're going to have to do some investigation into this game.
You find out. Polybius. Yes. Don't say it three times because then
how do you spell it
shows up. P-O-L-Y-B-I-U-S.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Polybius, Polybius, Polybius. Oh, crap, it's here.
It's making funny jokes.
Hey, guys, play me. All right, what's next?
the playlist.
Holy crap.
Oh, right. Yes.
We spent some time on this, by the way. Just so you guys know, this is our...
Yeah, so we each contributed 5 to 8, so something like that, songs for this playlist. That's pretty good, I got to say.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them are, you know, not as well known as other songs. Like, we picked some weird...
Unique picks in there.
Unique, weird, spooky picks.
Unique, weird stuff.
I didn't
stuff.
Pick anything but unique, I'm sorry.
I know, I want to mention this at the top. We have a playlist, okay, and you guys can't see this, but I'm holding my hand.
Right.
And it's the name of the song and then, you know, space dash the artist. Right. But for some reason, Alex Warrow decided to put, just in all caps, how did nobody put Thriller on here? And there it is.
You gotta have Thriller on your Halloween playlist.
Thriller has been on every playlist.
I know it's way overplayed. But
because it's amazing.
It is.
We've included it.
We've included it, but... Honestly, outside of the fact that, hey, you play that at your Halloween party, and no matter how overplayed it is, people will dance, and people will do that Thriller dance.
Together. They'll try to do the Thriller
dance. It doesn't matter. It's super fun.
Depends on how, level of drunkenness. Yeah.
But it'll be a blast for everyone. And then it has the awesome Vincent Price stuff at the end.
Which is... The foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And grisly goons from every tomb are closing. So I remember being scared of that when I was a kid.
I was just listening to it right before this, and I was still scared.
Yeah.
Because it's Vincent Price, and he's the best.
And also being younger, like, they're like 40,000 years. And I'm like, whoa, this is bigger than me.
Yeah. So, and that video, of course, was like the landmark, let's make a video way, way bigger and longer than the song, spend a whole bunch of money.
It's a mini movie.
It's a mini movie, and they spent, you know, the best makeup artists and all this stuff. It was amazing.
I bet you a lot of people, again, just like other stuff we talked about, haven't seen that video.
Yeah.
Because no one watches music videos anymore. So, like.
No. What are music videos?
Go to YouTube and do Michael Jackson Thriller.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear another scary story about Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, did we hear any?
Yeah.
This is the first. Okay, yes.
Hit the lights.
Okay.
The
tables have turned. Waro's doing it.
When I was very young, I lived in Southern California. And I went to an after-school program where one of the counselors badly wanted to be a backup dancer for Michael Jackson, and she knew all his songs. So we youngins were taught at one Halloween to dance the Thriller dance, and then we were all put in front of the whole school and were told to dance the Thriller dance. And I didn't know, and no one had told me, that we had to wear costumes. So when I got there, everyone else was a zombie, and I was just a little fat kid. And so I had to, like, run in the bathroom and, like, put a bunch of, like, toilet paper on me and, like, paper towel things and, like, paint my face with, like, gray Sharpie marker. And it was terrible.
You should have choreographed.
I was so scared.
The scary part is that you were scared.
And then.
Because you had to do that.
Everyone laughed at me.
And then you killed them all.
At the worst part, at the beginning of the song, when everyone raises their hands up and walks in one direction, I walked in the wrong direction.
You should have been the Michael Jackson character and, like, ran from him and stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
You should have played
the girl character.
That is scary. Lights, please.
How was Alex ever a fat kid?
I know. I did listen to that.
I know.
I was a tubby.
I don't believe it.
I had a really good time.
The tables have turned on that with me. I know.
Let's go down some of these songs.
Okay, let's do some.
Yeah, let's just go down the list.
Do you want to do the whole list, and then we'll just play a couple of them?
Yeah, we'll play some clips.
Okay, so first we picked, we got Superstition.
Yeah.
By Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition. Yep. Has great funky beat.
Sweet Transvestite, which earlier we were talking about Rocky Horror.
Yep.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, but a Marilyn Manson version.
There's a Marilyn Manson version, which is better suited to playing at your, like, party or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you have that, or you don't have
to? I don't think I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Then we have Werewolves of London. That's, again, a classic.
Yep.
Bark at the Moon. I like that.
We have so many werewolf songs.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed that.
I don't know why, but werewolves are a popular thing.
They're a muse.
They should take over zombies. Like, zombies are Alice.
They're next.
Has there been zombie versus werewolf? There must be. Well, besides the black and white ones, I'm sure they've done those kind of movies. But
I'm sure somewhere, but not enough.
Games like that, yeah.
So then we got Cowboys from Hell. Very interesting. Another similar pick to Ozzy. Doing the rock style.
I was doing a lot of, like, headbanging music earlier.
Sure. Kinda.
Listen, Carlos, you don't know me. I was a headbanger.
Switched it up next.
I know. And then right down to Zombie Cranberries.
Cranberries zombie.
Man, that thing gets in my head, though.
Yeah.
It does.
In a bad way.
Never heard that song.
Really?
Really?
Wait, well, I think
yes, you have.
I don't. Nobody knows the title of it, but everyone's heard it. Yeah,
You've heard it.
They say zombie constantly.
At some point, it was like in the mall. Like you'd just be like walking down the mall, like, oh, there's Cranberries.
That's a good song.
Then we go to Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. Which is super
long, and they don't start singing until like 5 minutes in. But it's a great one to play at the like near the end of your party when everyone's just kind of chilling.
Right.
It's just repetitive. And
so put that at the end of this playlist if you want. Then we got Creepy Doll by Jonathan Coulton. I don't think I've heard it. I know Jonathan Coulton, but I don't think I've heard that song.
I have a little clip of a piece. At the top of the stairs, there's a door, and you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door. It's a tattered dress and a feeling you have felt somewhere before.
Yeah, he's
all about a guy who buys a special house, and there's a doll left in it in the upstairs room.
He's the guy who wrote the Still Alive Portal song.
Oh, right. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, he wrote a million songs at all.
Yeah.
The
yeah. But
stuff.
It doesn't sound super creepy. It's kind of like a little hopeful.
It's a little bit of a classic horror story.
It gets creepier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's got the little bells.
The bells are always creepy. Yeah,
it's always creepy.
Then we got Ghoul Town. What is this?
I don't know.
So that was me just extemporizing in the Ghoul Doc. Ghoul Town I don't listen to a lot of scary music. I don't listen to a lot of music at all. It's made after like 1984. But Ghoul Town is one that a friend of mine likes that I know of, and they're like kind of a metal band that has a lot of a Western twang, and they're really into like horror and Halloween stuff. I think actually, how new is this list?
I have the most recent one.
There are a few Ghoul Town songs in our playlist. I recommend them.
Okay.
So you'll see that in our link.
Yeah. Okay.
So Ghoul Town.
Yeah.
And this one is in my head all the time after I found it. It's My Body's a Zombie for You, featuring the Silver Lake Conservatory of Children's Choir.
Yeah.
It's by Dead Man's Bones, which is Ryan Gosling's band. He has a band.
He does?
What?
Cool.
And I don't think they've really done much, since that thing. I know,
this
right?
One song, and it keeps them out, and they quit.
It is so addictive, the song. You'll be singing the song. I'm going to just go ahead and say that it might be taking over Halloween 2012.
Okay.
Saying. Put it out there.
Hmm.
Pamplemousse, because we mentioned them, I just recently saw them at SF Music Tech.
Right.
They have a song called Monster Mask. It's similar to that where it's not really...
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's like in a Monster Mask, depressing. You can do all this fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's
and also a little depressing. And at the very end of it, there's actually samples from horror movies and stuff.
Right.
Okay, so that's that one. And then Frantics, which is an old school pick. It's kind of rockabilly werewolf. It's called Werewolf.
Yeah.
There's basically, it's just a werewolf sound coming in every once in a while and rockabilly music.
That's cool.
Also, Werewolf, Cat Power's Werewolf.
Yeah.
So many werewolves.
I know, a lot of werewolves.
There's more even, yeah.
I have, real quick, and I do want to do an aside about this, but I have a music video idea for that Cat Power Werewolf song. I'll tell you guys about it later, but it's got to be made.
Okay. Yeah, don't tell now, and then somebody else will steal your
someone
idea.
Someone will steal it, yeah. Don't Figure, Beetlejuice Dubstep Remix. We couldn't put that in there, but if you want to go find it.
Yeah, if you want to find that, Spotify didn't have it, so I can add it to the list.
But it's Figure, I guess, is the DJ, and they do a really good remix of Beetlejuice.
It's from the sound. Is it from
music?
The,
Sound of Music.
No, but is the song that they mix from the cartoon Beetlejuice?
Oh, is it?
I think it is.
Oh, okay,
which is not quite the same.
Right. Not the Winona Ryder. Right.
Yeah. Not quite that one.
The next one I very much love. It's The Owl's Escape. Mary Timoney. Did you hear this one finally?
I could not find it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm excited to.
We'll play right now.
Excited. Yeah. Oh, good.
That's nice.
Yeah, it gets creepy too. Yeah,
and it has the little bells.
The little bells again.
Creepy. Ooh. Every time.
Bells make it creepy. Okay, and then almost
you hear that, musicians. Bells make it creepy.
Bells make it creepy.
It's actually the little the little kid xylophone thing.
Yeah, because you know who could be playing it? A haunted zombie kid.
Some little zombie kid.
Some monster kid.
That sounds like
Slipping Away by Michael Andrews, and also Manipulated Living.
Yeah.
They're just happen to be tracks off of Donnie Darko soundtrack.
Yeah.
And they're very good and very haunting.
Yeah,
perfect for
like
Halloween.
Some,
it's good Halloween.
A little background.
Too.
That's like one.
Right, but then watch this part. You're like, something's a little off, right? You don't have the other part.
No, not. They both get sort of bigger. Like
and then they get into a kind of a, this thing. Yeah. Watch this, watch this. Something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah. Then the killer stabs everybody.
Yeah, then the
I need to go watch that movie again.
Wait,
it's so good.
And you've seen Donnie Darko, right?
I've never seen
it. Oh my goodness, my it's just a painful I love that podcast.
Sorry.
What do you have to do?
I have to go play games.
He has to go play the same games.
Yeah.
Let's go play more FTL.
My last one was, these were my picks. Last one was Bat for Lashes. What's a Girl to Do? Because the music video is very, you know, there's actually a Donnie Darko mask in it, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's creepy and it just feels Halloween.
And it says Bat for Lashes. Like you have bats for lashes.
Yeah.
That's very Halloween.
Oh.
Alex Warrow's Thriller was there we go.
Yeah.
And then also Johnny Cash, Riders in the Sky.
Yeah, these are all mine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty standard.
A Nightmare on My Street, I think, is a great pick because it's
I'm
really
so
funny.
Mad at you for picking this. It's the worst.
This is the greatest.
It ruins the playlist, but it's also a great pick.
It ruins the playlist.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's about Nightmare on Elm Street, and it's like the worst.
Well, it's DJ Jazzy Jeff
Jazzy Jeff being the most DJ Jazzy Jeff they ever were in the worst way. Check this out.
I call it to bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street.
And then there's the creepy music. There's the Nightmare on the Street.
Yeah.
That was part of pop culture, though.
I don't
really
like good music. I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, that's such a bad song.
Well, let's see what your next pick was.
Okay.
A bunch of other stuff.
I put so much. I didn't know we were going to go there.
Alex Warrow.
Why are we reading these out song by song? They're in the playlist.
Because it's fun, and we're talking about why we picked them.
People need to know.
I don't
want
to
spoil
it
people
for
to
you.
Listen to them.
There are some secret surprises in our
there
playlist.
There are no secret surprises.
So Alex has some other ones you can secretly find out about. And then also we have Baby Shoes by Bad Book.
Yeah,
Alex Number Dose.
I'm actually wearing their shirt right now.
Oh, wow.
I love this band so much. But yeah, basically it's a song about a guy bringing his baby back to life and it becomes a demon.
That is already scary.
It's creepy and it's dark, but it's got a fun theme to it.
Yeah, like the song doesn't sound creepy.
Right.
But the lyrics are a creepy
story,
right?
Yeah.
But
we don't have that one,
right?
Upbeat.
No, not that one. I got a couple of good ones.
Clowning Around by Deer Tick. I haven't heard this either.
This is a great country-ish band. It's basically it's a song from the perspective of John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy.
Gacy,
yeah.
The 70s, yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
Serial killer.
All right.
Super creepy.
Getting real all of a sudden with that one.
Dude,
Then he's back, the man behind the mask, Alice Cooper, classic.
Yeah. You know what? So I almost put another Alice Cooper song. I almost put Frankenstein on there.
Oh, I was just going to say
that. Be My Frankenstein?
Yeah.
It's not about Frankenstein.
No, no.
That song is all about sex.
Yep.
And that's it. And it's the whole thing's a sexual metaphor and not even a thinly veiled one. And I'm like, that's not really a Halloween song. But
it's
you can add
sexy.
It to your own Halloween playlist.
To your own sexy Halloween playlist.
Yeah, if you're not going to have kids at the
After
party.
Hours.
After Hours playlist.
Add
okay,
that one.
Last few are Freak Out, Tapes and Tapes.
It's right. Fun, upbeat song.
Fun song.
Yeah.
Pentagram by Cake. I know Cake, but I forgot the song. We don't have that one, do we?
Yeah, I never heard that one.
Okay. And last one, Phantom Planet, which was... what's his name? Jason Schwartzman's old band.
I think so, yeah.
But he's not,
they did a California song for
California song.
For the OC or whatever that show was.
Yeah, right. And this song is Do the Panic, which is, we're going to play it or no, we're not going to play it?
It's Panic.
No,
no. Oh, okay.
I have another one that was one of the ones that Alex didn't put on the list.
Is it Ghoul Town?
That was cool. What?
Is it Ghoul Town?
No.
Who is it?
The Werewolves and Wheels thing.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Which is cool. Who's the band for that? Since
I totally
don't have it on the list. I don't have it on the list, but it's another cool like rockabilly song. I've never heard this song before in my life, and I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, this is so great.
1978, the year of
my Lord.
This is
Ghoul Town. Oh, Ghoul Town's the band.
I'm almost certain this is Ghoul Town. Yeah,
you're right. That's so Ghoul Town's a band?
I'm almost certain that's Ghoul Town's Werewolves on Wheels.
Yeah, and, well, Werewolves on Wheels is the song. So that's Ghoul Town, that's that one.
Is there anything you learn from this podcast? It is that Ghoul Town is a critically underappreciated band.
Yeah, they were great. I was listening to that, and I listened to a couple other things. I'm like, these guys are awesome.
It's like a bunch of undead cowboys playing metal in the Old West. It's great.
Yeah, you need like a chopper bike.
Yeah,
yeah,
as soon as you hear
it's kind of
it.
Like Pantera or something, but like their own little rockabilly version of it.
It's a little softer than a Pantera. Yeah. It's a little more like you get a little more count.
Although
like,
Pantera can go soft. Remember, was that soft song that they did?
No,
that like romantic Pantera song?
Well, yeah, every metal band
has
that
one,
like,
kind of ballad.
The one song,
ballad.
Quote, for the ladies.
Yeah, yeah. But then it somehow podcast. Still gets wrong. Like, what's up with the cowboys and zombies seem to be a thing?
I don't know.
It's funny how they go hand in hand. Like,
wow.
Out in the back, and then there's zombies.
Like Red Dead Redemption has that awesome zombie.
This is really that's a good recommendation. Actually, that's a really great the DLC for
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. What's it called?
Zombies,
Undead, or something.
Undead Nightmare.
Undead Nightmare.
Yeah, that's it.
That game is great, and there are also like weird Sasquatch. There's like other monsters in there. Like I think there's a werewolf or something. Some kind of giant, horrible. I don't know. It's great.
Okay.
Before we go, I want to mention two things. One, there's in the notes, we'll put this link to these creepy game glitches. They're just glitches, but they look real spooky. Like an undead soldier, like a dead soldier, like in Call of Duty or something, like moving
like
around.
Twisting and
yeah.
Like
around.
In Red Dead Redemption when like the hawks or the vultures would get people's heads on them and they fly around.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah. Freaky.
Or as like the cheetah.
Have you seen the horse person?
Yes.
Yeah, the horse person from that. That's
that
terrible.
That is creepy too. Yeah, you can ride
So there's
it,
some
right?
creepy video game stuff you can get into by looking at a link.
Right.
Also, The Walking Dead, just to reiterate, it is back on. Season 3 is badass. Yeah.
Okay.
And it is it's perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, but I have to get through season 2 to get there.
I kind of feel
it's
like
worth
the,
it.
Well, the TV show isn't that scary, though. It's a lot of like drama.
It is, I'm telling you, have you watched the premiere for season 3?
No, I haven't even watched season 2.
Okay.
Season 1 was bad.
Season 3 is back to zombie movie. Like, it's a zombie creep. It's, oh, man.
All right.
It's
the awesome. Scariest thing I've ever read was the first trade paperback of The Walking Dead, and I stopped reading that series because it's quite well written, and it's too much. It's too scary.
Things get to you.
Yeah, like, and it's not scary. Like, oh, what's it's like in the show? It's like jump scares and oh no. And in the book, it's like this is horrible. I don't ever want to think about this. Mm-hmm. Put this away from me. Just take it away.
Be gone. Sensitive. Be gone. Book. So well, sensitive. Alex Warr doesn't want you to watch the show. I think you should.
Everyone else
it's
does.
It's good. The show is good. It's just the game and the books are better.
Okay.
So it's like
do both.
I think
again,
there's room for
do
everything.
All
do both.
Three. Yeah.
And by right, Comixology have all the Walking Dead graphic novels on them.
I bet they'll be on sale for Halloween too.
Oh, they'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I think we're done, right?
I think
spooky
we're
done.
We're going to say thanks for listening. Please check us out on iTunes. Leave us a rating and all that
rate
stuff.
Rate us, and then you can also tweet us at TechHive.
Yep.
You can email us at entertainment@techhive.com.
Yeah. Find us on Twitter.
The Twitters.
Yeah. I'm JasonCross00. Over there, Alex Warro is.
I'm AWAWRO.
And
and I'm Onawa, ONAWA.
And I'm the BrownCoat88. Show my Firefly.
There you go.
Fan.
Who hasn't seen Cabin in the Woods?
Okay. Tonight.
To be fair, there are no brown coats in that movie.
That's true.
I think.
So we'll leave you with this. I went over top of it.
Oh, you gotta cut that out.
Yes. Okay, I'm ready now.
Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm feeling better already. This is
play
nice.
This podcast and it.
Yeah.